Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Welcome to the catch up. Josiah, get out of here.
Can I?
You're dead to me.
Finally, it has happened to me.
I'm so jealous of you. You're about to go on a holiday for 2.5 weeks.
Finally, it has happened to me. That's not just me singing that. That's everyone listening.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, finally. All together now. Finally.
I can't believe. Do you know what? I had to do this show by myself for 2 months last year.
Yeah.
It was really tough. Now you're making me do it again. How dare you?
I know. Well, recently I did the show on my own for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so what?
You know what I call this?
What?
Come a chameleon.
Can you stop singing in this podcast intro?
Can you tell I've got a holiday around the corner? No, I'm going away for 2.5 weeks. I do say why, though.
Yeah.
In this catch-up, you'll hear my dad come on the show. It's got a bit of meaning behind this trip.
Yeah. You going to cry?
Most likely.
Are you going to cry more about the potential of reuniting with long-lost family or about leaving me?
That's a really great question. Family.
Really interesting. That's cool. All right. Well, any last words? Because what if you don't come back from this trip? Whoa.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. At least we have something on record.
Yeah, yeah. We'll play this at your funeral.
Here
if you
we go. You can just isolate this grab.
Okay.
It's been fun.
It's been fun. Do you know what? I'm going to put that on your tombstone.
Josiah, it's been fun,
Sharp. It has been fun, buddy. All the best. Thanks. Fly safe.
Yeah. And thanks for the memories. You've been great.
Yeah, it's been really good. I won't be here when you get back. Well, I'll speak to you tomorrow. You won't.
No, see
might
you guys.
Call you on your way to the airport. But in the meantime, enjoy the catch up. Speak to you soon.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
The day before you're about to leave me.
And not for good.
Yeah.
I mean, possibly. Well, who knows what happens.
We can
happens.
Only wish, you know?
No, I am taking a couple of weeks off as of tomorrow. So, yes, keen to have a little bit of rest. But it's an important trip, Ellie.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you've been talking about it ever since I've known you, the fact that you're Albanian. And finally, for the first time ever, you're visiting the homeland.
Well, yeah, no more jokes of, well, you haven't even been to Albania. Because tomorrow, guys, I take off. I'm going to go chase my roots.
Yes. Now, speaking of your roots, you were telling me the story of you know, your Albanianism. And, you know, how your kind of family came about. And I thought, you know what, this is actually for once, you've said something quite interesting. So we thought, we should share it with the Goulburn Valley. And to do that, we've brought your dad in, Skender. Morning, Skender.
Good morning, Ellie. Good morning, Jay.
Thanks for coming just for this one segment.
Yeah.
All this way.
Now, not many people know this. Up until the age of 24, my name was Josiah Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people know me as Josiah Sharla, which is my last name now. Now, the reason behind that is up until the age of 24, I was born Cameron because my dad's surname is Cameron because dad was an orphan. And then about 5 years ago, we had the chat, being the only son that you have, because I've got two younger sisters, that I'm the only one that can pass the surname on. And do I pass on Sharla, your real last name before you're adopted, or do I pass on the surname Cameron, which was your adopted surname? And that's when we came to an agreement that we went with Sharla, wasn't it?
That's right. I really appreciated the fact that you came to me and said, look, what do I do? Do I keep Cameron, Sharla? And then you asked me what Mr. Sharla was like, because that was the family that I went from the orphanage into up into the country in Tamworth. Very much like Shepparton, beautiful place. And so, unfortunately, my Mr. Cameron, he didn't want to stick around too long. And so Christmas Eve, when I was about 12, he left the family home and mum became my foster mum, or my adopted mum became a
single parent,
and had to look after two teenage kids. And that's the story, yeah.
And she was a beautiful person. That's why I was I wasn't unsure if dad wanted me to drop the surname Cameron. However, Mr. Cameron wasn't, like dad said, the nicest person. But then Mr. Sharla, when we did trace our Albanian roots, which we only have kind of done in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, we realised what a good bloke he was. And he was actually killed when dad was, what, were you 8 years old?
8 years old, yes, in a factory accident. We don't know the reasons and whys, but it was very suspicious. But he was cleaning a coal chute on a Sunday morning when it should have been shut down and things turned on. And unfortunately, he was crushed to death. So that's... it was quite sad.
So you never met Mr. Sharla, your birth father?
I'm the oldest child, and I do remember my father, Enver Sharla, and mm-hmm. my mother. And yes, so I have fond memories. So I haven't got any negative memories of him. And I just told Josiah, look, he was a great fellow. He tried everything he could. Mm-hmm. Things just didn't swing our way as far as settling in a new country. And it would have been very hard for him. He had to work. So kids were put in orphanages to look after them because my mum was very sick and mm-hmm. was forever in hospital. And so that's just what you did.
And then when he passed away, obviously the mum couldn't look after him anymore, and that's why they're all put up for adoption.
Right.
And then Mr. Sharla, it's been put down as an accident, but there are allegations that it was actually, like you said before, a suspicious murder because he was fixing some machinery equipment when someone came in and turned it on. Mm. And so that's why 5 years ago we had the chat, Dad, and we both agreed that I'd change my surname to Sharla and pass on that legacy rather than the one of Mr. Cameron. And so that's why I dropped the surname Cameron, and I now am Josiah Sharla. So going back to Albania tomorrow is going to mean a lot because I finally get to chase the routes that I've never seen or know about.
That's right. And we're pretty excited for you. We went last year. It's an amazing experience, and you're just going to be really overwhelmed with the love and kindness of Kosovan Albanians, and it's just wonderful.
Are there many Sharlas over there now that you're going to be reconnecting with?
Well, it's funny, as we're driving to the hometown of Pear, we passed this beautiful petrol station, actually, very modern, and it was the Sharla petrol station.
Well, does that mean we're loaded?
I don't think
so. Do we own oil companies?
I did ask the Sharlas that, and they said, no, it doesn't belong to them.
I mean, imagine if I walked into like a fortune.
I know, imagine if you get home and it turns out you're a prince or something. Yeah. You know, like you're the Prince of Kosovo.
I'm already the Prince of Shepparton, so.
Oh, gosh.
That's it.
Well, so yeah, I am off for the next couple of weeks tracing my roots, so don't miss me too much, guys. But Dad, thanks for coming and sharing the story. It's a great story, isn't it? Don't you reckon Dad should write his own book?
Yeah, of course. No, make it a TV show.
Absolutely.
Don't get Josiah on because no one will watch.
No.
Thanks, Dad.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie went viral overnight on Twitter. This lady's posted a text exchange between her and another woman. We're going to read out the text in just a second, but we are going to be talking about when somebody's banned a name off you. And mums, when you're naming your kids, you know how important this topic is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play the role of the aggressor,
mm-hmm.
right? And everything that I read out is what I sent.
Yep.
Ellie, you're going to read out the receiving text, okay?
Yeah, I am. Here we go.
Hello. Hey. She didn't write back, so she had to send another one. Hey, Janae, it's Steve's wife here. We met at Colby and Blake's christening.
Hi. Yeah, I remember. It was a while ago now. How are you and your family?
Good, thanks, actually. I'm pregnant again, and that's why I'm messaging you.
Smiley face. Oh, wow. Big congratulations to you. You must be so happy. I bet new bub will be as beautiful as your four boys.
Actually, new baby will be a bit different to the boys. It's a girl.
Oh, that's amazing. She'll be so protected. As you know, I've got nieces, and they're so much fun. You're going to love it. I'm really stoked for you guys.
Yeah, but we want to name her Tilly. It's come to my attention, though, that you have a dog named Tilly, and I'd appreciate you changing the dog's name. Obviously, she can't have the same name as a dog, and we're bound to bump into each other.
Yeah, nah, I see. Hey, mate, I don't think it's necessary to change my Tilly's name. I don't think you'll ever see her, and I don't think anyone will notice they've got the same name anyway.
I can't express how I feel right now. I'm so disappointed and let down in you, Janae. Her name's literally Janae, not Jenny. People say you're a nice person, but I can see you have been tricked.
Oof.
You don't have children. You'll never understand how a mother can love and just want the best for this perfect little person. I'm honestly so shocked. You're so heartless, unreasonable. You didn't even consider changing your animal's name for my daughter's future. This is going to impact her life and potentially ruin her confidence. Can you even imagine growing up having the same name as a mutt? You're callously have put me in a terrible position. You're a piece of work and don't deserve your good family. You're ruining a baby's life. Think about what you're doing, Janae. Your inaction has huge consequences.
The longest message I've ever seen. I'm not going to change Tilly's name, mate. Have a good one and congrats again, hey.
No, screw you, Janae. This isn't over. I'm going to be talking to Shireen and Glenn about this.
Not Shireen and Glenn.
They'll be disgusted in you just like I am. You're a disgrace. Please reconsider.
Wow,
indeed. 13, 12, 16. Has someone tried to ban a name from you?
It's not okay. Like, let people do what they want to do. Who cares if you've got the same name as a dog? My friend named her dog Ellie and I didn't complain.
I agree. Here's a little thing to you, whoever's sending the text messages. Change your kid's name if you don't want it to have the same name as a dog. Although, in her defense, my girlfriend Mia, her best friend got a new dog.
Yeah.
Decided to call it Mia. for a friend.
Great. Which is fine. It should be an honour.
It is. And she was like, that's nice. She just goes, a bit weird that they
know. Sentiment. Dog's a man's best friend. Kids are annoying.
You'd think so as well. But 13, 12, 16, has this happened to you? Have you been banned? Maybe not to do with animals.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of parents that steal names off other parents, or they're like, we wanted that for our kid.
Yeah. What's the protocol around it? Let's go to Mandy from New Mirka. Mandy, have you been banned from a name?
Well, I haven't been banned.
Oh
no.
So wait, he was dating somebody with the same name as his dog?
Yes. So I went to meet his parents and their dog's name was Mandy, the same as mine. And I was like, oh.
So did you make him change the name of the dog?
No.
Did you make him call you something different?
No.
Yes. Okay, so you've got your head on your shoulders more than this crazy lady from the text chain.
Oh, my God. What a crazy lady. I know.
She's mental, isn't she? But did it make you feel a bit weird when he'd call his dog going, Mandy, come on, sit. And then you're like, don't you dare talk to me like that.
No, it was all good.
Mandy, down. Get up.
Pop, pop. Have you since got a new dog or anything?
Yeah, she's since passed away. So, oh, yeah.
So it's not an issue anymore.
19.
Oh, okay. All right. What do you call the next dog?
Mandy Jr.
I think the next dog was Bella.
I was going to say, you should have named it after him. Just give him a taste of his own medicine. Oh, thanks for your call,
hey,
Mandy.
Hey, Mandy, before you go.
Yep.
High five.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I'm in a lot of trouble with my roommate. There's something I did that has got her fuming, and we haven't spoken for about 24 hours or so now. So, Big Little Lies. Have you seen the TV series?
Season 1, not Season 2.
Season 2 is so good. So is Season 1. It's the one with Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon. Season 2's got Meryl Streep. Like, incredible series, incredible cast.
Yeah, it's on Foxtel, right?
That's right. Yeah. So, every Monday, my roommate Morgan and I, we've been having date nights because it comes out on Foxtel every Monday.
Are you guys dating?
We're not dating. We just have a little movie date.
Do you kiss?
No, we haven't. Occasionally, we hold hands. Bit weird, but no.
A bit of a back tickle?
Yeah, she does. She does a great back tickle as well, though, Morgan. Yeah. Besides the point, every Monday since the series began, series two, we're both massive fans of the show. Last Monday was the grand finale, but Morgan just happened to be last finale, and I'm like, I'm not waiting another week, so I put it on and watched it. I texted her going, Big Little Lies finale, the best episode you've ever seen. Oh. It is unbelievable, the most twists and turns. And she goes, you didn't. I was like, what do you mean? She said, you didn't watch it without me. I was like, of course, there's no agreement to it.
So you cheated on her?
I cheated on her.
And then you rubbed it in her face straight away?
Well, I didn't know it was a bad thing, but apparently I've broken some kind of code.
Of course it's a bad thing.
Anyway, we haven't spoken.
Until now.
You've decided to get her on the show and she's agreed. Thank goodness, Morgan. Hey.
Oh, I don't even know why I do this.
You're a big help. You're an asset to this show, Morg.
Is it really? I don't understand, Morg, what the big deal with watching a finale without you is. It's not like we agreed
I'm
to watch
sorry.
It.
Can we just cut the conversation and just go straight to Ellie? Because I still don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, you know what? Fair enough. I feel like, Josiah, you're banned from speaking.
Why?
Morgs, how did it make you feel receiving that text message?
You know what? It really hurt me. It really hurt me.
What do you?
I'm not impressed at all.
But it was such a good finale, and you know what? You missed out.
I bet it was. I didn't see it.
Morgan, you decided to go away. I didn't tell you to go away.
I had to go away for work obligations. Thank you, Josiah. And you could have been polite and waited for me, but no.
Exactly.
You watched it without me.
I don't want to rub my functional relationship in your dysfunctional relationship's face, but my boyfriend Gavin and I... We waited an extra 3 weeks or 4 weeks to be together to watch the Game of Thrones finale. We put
that
it off for that long. Yeah.
That is love.
That is love.
Hey, you know what, Morgan? Yeah. First of all, we're roommates. We're not lovers.
You just talked about back tickling on the couch.
I'm sorry. You should respect our relationship as roommates.
Okay. You know what?
You're not throw it in the trash, you know?
Any guy out there that's listening right now, this you know what this lesson is? Two girls team up against me?
Yeah.
Lie.
Whoa.
If I lied, none of this would have been a conversation on the radio.
Wow.
You know, so I've learnt my lesson. In the future, I'm going to lie about everything.
Would you have preferred that he lied and then watched it with you anyway?
Oh, my God, 100%.
Yes,
I was going to say.
Exactly.
Fellas, take notes. It's okay to lie to your missus or to your roommate. Hey, Morgs, can we agree? I'm going on holidays tomorrow, so it's kind of our last night together. Can we set a little another date as a bit of apology? I'll set a candle and we can watch the last episode together. How does that sound?
Oh, this is weird, but I guess I'll do it.
Yes.
Morgan, promise me you won't give him a back tickle, though.
Oh, it's only on occasion, yeah. Okay.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Right now, I want to talk about an incident that happened yesterday. Don't you hate it when things get thrown at you? Ever had any food or items or anything thrown at you?
Yeah, I had an ice cream thrown at my car once from McDonald's.
Yeah, all right. That'll tick the box. That's the question we're asking this morning because Lee Sales, you know, from the ABC, from the 7:30 report.
Yeah, short hair, glasses.
Yeah, that's the one.
Like a bob. Not short hair, like a bit of a bob.
Yeah, a bit of a bob. Yeah.
I've interviewed her. Have anyway. You? Yeah, I did. I have met her. Lovely lady.
There you go. Well, this lovely lady got something that she didn't deserve. She was appearing in a library in Perth. Had a thing called...
Her career's taken off.
Wait.
Poor thing. I hope she got paid a lot of money to turn up to that.
Yeah. I mean, you'd hope so because what happened to her, you wouldn't pick in a million years. Anyway, she's standing up at this podium, right? And all of a sudden... This happens.
I could sense there was a tube going up one nostril.
You hear that? Hear the big thud?
What was that?
That was a 49-year-old West Australian man hurling a tub of yogurt at her.
Like with the lid off? Like did the yogurt spill all
over?
Yeah,
the yogurt went, it kind of hit the podium instead of hitting her, which is good because, you know, she wasn't struck too badly.
Can I ask how big was the tub of yogurt? Because this has a big determination in how she reacts. Because if we're talking about like something you take to school in the morning in your lunchbox, or if we're talking a 1.5 litre.
Yeah, I think it was a 1.5 litre. It wasn't, definitely wasn't a petit miam.
That could... Petit yum.
She could. It's your plate. No, wait, your plate. It's French for yum.
Yum. She could have got knocked out.
I know, right? And don't know what flavour it was.
Yeah, that's another big determination in this story.
Yeah.
If it's strawberry or something,
delish.
You know, I'd kind of love to be knocked out by a tub of strawberry yogurt.
I'd keep my mouth open. Just let it fly straight on in. But she was very cool, calm and collected in the whole situation. Here's how she reacted.
I think it's just some yogurt or something. No, I'm fine. I'm quite happy to go on. If everyone else is all right, I'm quite happy to go on. Right. That was a waste of some perfectly good yogurt, I'm afraid.
I feel your sister. Especially, imagine if it was like the Gippsland one or something.
Oh,
you know, like
yeah.
It could have been an expensive brand. Yogurt's not cheap these days.
Especially those organic cocoa yo-yo ones.
Yeah.
They're so expensive. You get that
some cocoa whip?
Yeah, some cocoa whip, even better. Don't go wasting special organic whatever this sort of yogurt is.
Yeah, if you've got to throw something at someone, make it something that's cheap, you know, like some shaved turkey or something.
Or like the 30-cent ice cream from Macca's that got thrown at me.
Yeah, exactly. You're so right. But what I don't understand, Josiah, is why so many people are throwing food at people these days. You know, like first we had Egg Boy, then we had Egg Girl, now we've got Yogurt Dude. Like, why are people throwing food?
Because it's kind of, what do you call it when it makes you feel down? Like you feel...
Degrading?
It is. It's quite degrading.
But you don't want to degrade... Like why would anyone want to degrade Lee Sales?
Probably because of her views. She's quite strong in them.
Now, it turns out he's claiming that it's an off-the-cuff thing. It wasn't premeditated. I think he's probably got a few issues.
Has he been done for it?
Do you know what he said? So 7 News caught up with him and he started to apologise and he said, sorry, Lisa. And then said, oops, sorry, Lee. And I apologise for getting your name wrong.
So sorry for throwing a 1.5 litre that could have knocked you out.
Yeah,
and
Lisa.
And sorry for getting your name wrong, Lisa. Which kind of
sounds like a
Lee
real
Sales.
Keeper. Yeah, true. Hey, 13, 12, 16. Have you had food thrown at you? Happened to me once. I was just walking down the street in the Gold Coast, actually, walking home from a night out. I was rapping as I was going. This is what I was rapping.
Yeah.
Like absolutely flawlessly, killing it. All of a sudden, someone drives past and eggs me.
You know what? What, it's split, spelt all over you? Or?
Yeah, like right, I'd been for a day at the races, so I was wearing this brand new leopard print dress.
Oh, no
smack
wonder.
Smack bang in my chest.
I'm sorry, but that's very different to political. If I saw you rapping in a leopard print dress, I'd want to egg you as well. With kebab stain down your face, slobbering down the side of your face.
How dare you? I was killing it. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Have you had food thrown at you?
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, you know Cass, the lady that works with monkeys that we had on, she co-hosted a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
She just sent me a message saying, here's a fun fact. If you work with orangutans, they actually regurgitate their yogurt on and at you. That journo actually got off quite lucky.
Yuck. Like vomited on you?
Pretty well. They regurgitated it out.
Gross.
Monkeys are so clever. Thanks for your message, Cass.
We are talking what foods have you had thrown at you on 13, 12, 16. Give us a call if you want to get involved. Let's go to Nick from Cobram. Nick, have you had a food thrown at you?
Oh, I had an egg thrown at me face.
Where were you?
Playing soccer, actually.
Oh, what? Mid-game?
Yeah.
That's a bit rough. What, from this, a spectator or from another player?
From another player.
Stop it.
What, so he pulled it out of his shorts or socks and put it in your face?
Yeah, basically.
What had you done to deserve it? Anything?
Nah, nothing.
Who do you play for, Nick?
Cobram.
That explains everything.
Oh,
oh, nothing wrong with Cobram.
Hold on, is that the competition that you play in, Josiah?
No, it isn't. We did verse you guys in a pre-season game, though, Nick. So are you sure it wasn't?
Yeah, I actually did play against you, yes.
Are you sure it wasn't me that egged you?
Oh, I probably was.
He is known to carry eggs around in his pocket when he plays soccer. It's a really well-known Josiah trait.
No, it wasn't me, I can confirm. But where did it go? All over your chest, your face? Where'd they get you?
Oh, over my face.
Oh, Nick, did you have to go off? Did you get subbed?
Oh, no, I just wiped it off with my shirt.
Oh,
you're a warrior.
You're a legend. Playing through the pain. Did he get a red card?
No, nothing.
Are you serious?
Ref didn't say it.
Oh, I was going to say.
You know what? That egg, that ref. Oh, God. Here go on. That ref would really have egg on his face to have missed that call.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the best.
Look, I like my joke.
Yeah, a few crickets.
Oh, Nick, you're a legend. Thanks so much for your call, bud.
Oh, have a good one.
You too, buddy. I love that. Well, don't throw food is the moral of the story today, guys. It's not cool. If you're going to throw something, throw a punch. No, just kidding. Just kidding, I promise.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
The sounds that make us proud to be Australian have come out overnight, Ellie. It's done by Hearing Australia. So it's certain sounds that trigger certain emotions and moods. Mm-hmm. So first up, I want to ask you what you think the sounds that mean the most to Aussies are.
Well, you know what my favourite sound in the world is. The sound that brings me happiness is this.
Oh, frothy.
I mean, usually in regards to a Coke Zero for me, but I feel like, oh, listen to it. Oh, God, it makes me feel so relaxed. But I feel like that's got to be up there.
A VB didn't actually make the list.
Stop it.
It's more along the lines of things like kookaburras.
Oh.
It means a lot to us Aussies. Also, another one that came right way up on the list is the sound of waves crashing on the ocean. Which doesn't,
yeah, nice.
Well, it doesn't really mean much to us in the Goulburn Valley, does it? We're about 2 hours from the ocean.
Yeah,
3 hours
nice
to where
sound.
The waves are.
Imagine that, and then the kookaburras laughing, and then while you're at it.
Oh, you know what? That sounds like a holiday, doesn't
relaxed.
It?
I'm relaxed. I am very relaxed right now, I'm not going to lie.
The song that makes us feel like we're most Australian?
Yep.
Any ideas at all?
Oh, it's got to be, you know, Down on the Patio We Sit or Waltzing Matilda.
You're bang on the money. Men at Work, Down Under. Yours also made the list as well.
Oh,
top
good.
Three, but this was number one.
Yeah, good, good. This goes off when you're overseas and this comes on at a bar. Oh, mate.
Men at Work. I feel like this study was done to, like, Aussies living in London or something.
Yeah.
What makes you feel like you're most at home? No, but also the sounds of a barbecue sizzling.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a relaxing one.
It's all meant to bring on a sense of nostalgia. Now, the number one thing that makes us feel like we're in Australia is, and I don't know if it's number one. I get that it's on the list, but so high up is Mr. Whippy's ice cream jingle. Most at home. When I hear that sound, I don't think of Mr. Whippy, though.
No.
Livy and Shep, I only think of one thing.
Oh, of course.
Mr. Sheppy.
Mr. Sheppy. And you know what? While you're at Mr. Sheppy, you can grab yourself one of these. Best of both worlds.
Well, he doesn't serve frothies.
Yeah, no, he's got a Coke Zero, doesn't he?
Oh, I thought that was a VB.
Not quite. He's serving to children. That would be very illegal.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
It is National Homelessness Week next week, kicking off Monday, the 5th of August. And we want to raise awareness because it's such an important issue. And obviously, knowing that our local community has the highest rate of homelessness, which we've been speaking about over the last couple of months in regional Victoria. We want to raise as much awareness next week as possible. So before then, we thought we'd get the CEO of Beyond Housing on the show this morning. Celia, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Josiah and Ellie. It's great to be here.
Oh, now, National Homelessness Week, right?
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Lots of S's in there. Tell us a bit about it. What exactly are we hoping to achieve from this week?
Sure. National Homelessness Week is about raising awareness for homeless people across the country. It's a national campaign. And as Josiah said, you know, Shepparton has the highest rate of homelessness in regional Victoria. Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to be part of it.
We've spoken about it a bit before, but what in that week, next week, Homelessness Week, what can we do during that week to help end homelessness?
Sure. what we like to talk about is there are, I think, four key things that we can do to combat homelessness. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to focus on just one, but I think if what we need is all four combined. So as we've said before, first and foremost, safe, secure and affordable long-term housing. You can't solve homelessness without housing. So that's really important, and that's the first thing.
Which is what we try to bang on about a fair bit, because food, blankets, whatever it is, we love it when people do that, and it's such an important thing to have that. However, if we want to end homelessness, we need roofs above our head, and that's why Beyond Housing is so important.
That's right, we do. We need roofs above people's heads, and we need a variety of different roofs to suit a variety of different people and their households. The second thing that we need, and this is where community can really play a part, is that we need to lobby government to, I guess, to challenge the structural causes of homelessness. And these are some of the things that people don't often think about, but they're really important.
So for someone, you know, like me or Josiah, you know, walking down the street, just an everyday person, trying to lobby the government and try and change structural problems like that, how exactly can we do that? Is it just a matter of asking the government and pressuring them? Or, you know, like you just feel so powerless just being a normal person.
Absolutely. And I think that's why that's one of the hardest ones to combat is because as an individual you feel almost it's impossible. But what we can do is when we vote, think about who we're voting for, and I make no claims about who that should be. That's an individual choice and it's really personal. But if this is something that's important to you, then you need to look at the policies of each of the main parties and say, who's going to do the best for me in this situation? The other thing that we say is really important is that prevention and early intervention is key. It actually costs less to keep someone in a property they're already in than to allow them to become homeless and then work to try and get them back in. And then finally, Josiah, you touched on this, the harm minimisation stuff is also important, but we need to be aware of what it does and doesn't do. Harm minimisation, such as blankets, food, swags, they're great things. It's about keeping someone safe, safe and alive until we can find a house for them.
Yeah, but it's a quick fix, you know. We were saying this earlier. You give someone a blanket and you feel good about yourself and you think, cool, I've combated homelessness. Yeah. But really, when you take into account all those other steps that you mentioned that come before that, before it even gets to that stage, it's kind of like, all right, well, there's more that we could be doing and we should be doing.
Yeah, and I think definitely focusing on the prevention and early intervention, if we can prevent homelessness before it happens, it's cheaper and it's better for that family and the individual.
Awesome. Lovely. If you want more details or to donate and you do want to help end homelessness for National Homeless Week, that starts next Monday, beyondhousing.org.au, you guys send those funds into putting people under roofs, which does get them off the streets, which is incredible. Cecilia, thank you so much for all you do.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You ready for this though, Josiah? It is, of course, a Tuesday, which means one thing and one thing only on our show. Means it's time to get productive. Scientists have determined that Tuesdays are the most productive days of the week. But sometimes you wake up on a Tuesday, particularly when it's 6.5 degrees like it is this morning. You just feel like, I don't want to be productive today.
Well, the only productive thing about this segment is this music, because I really like it.
Yeah, it is. It's quite, you know.
It's motivating.
Relaxing. Yeah, it is. You're right. All right. Well, I've got a few little life hacks for you today to just increase your productivity. Unfortunately, I printed one off and just realised I've left it on the printer, so you'll only have three.
Well, why don't you run and get it and I can talk to the Golden Valley on my own.
That's not the most productive use of our time, Josiah. So there you go. Productive thought number one, remember to bring your printing with you wherever you go.
Productive thought.
It's one from one this morning.
Exactly. All right. Have you ever been in the situation, Josiah? A lot of these are food related today, by the way, where you want to eat maybe a cup of noodles, your mee goreng, but you don't have any chopsticks. You don't have any eating implements.
I've never had noodles before. Like homemade, that is.
What do you mean you've never had noodles
before?
Well,
I've had noodles
before
from a shop, but I've never actually made
You always say
noodles
to me to send nudes to you, and I just assume that's a pack of mee goreng.
Different type of nudes.
Oh.
I know, that's why I'm always let down when you actually send me a packet of noodles to my house.
Just the 60 cents Indomie mee gorengs coming your way. No, this is a way to be productive. Right. You ready? If you don't have chopsticks, just grab a couple of pens, and then boom, you've got chopsticks, easy as you go.
Productive thought.
Yeah, that's quite practical, Ellie. I'll give you that one.
Oh, mate, if you thought that was practical, wait till you hear the other two I've got up my sleeve. All right. You ever need to iron, right? Like iron your clothes.
Yeah.
But you don't have an iron. How about you boil a couple of saucepans full of water You chuck your shirt on a flat surface, put the saucepans on top.
Productive.
Ellie, you're on fire today.
Do you know what's even better? I just remembered the one that I left on the printer as well.
Here we go. Is that what you're going to deliver to us right
now?
Yeah,
this is off the cuff,
guys. Well, let's just go back to the source. It's not going to stain our clothes or anything. There's no specific type of metal that an iron has that a saucepan isn't.
Nah. Metal's metal, bro.
So you're telling us all to try it today?
Yeah.
And nothing's going to go wrong with my specially ironed linen shirt?
Yeah, 100%.
I trust you.
Oh, God, please do. All right, how about back to eating implements? If you don't have a spoon and you need to eat your soup, maybe with your... with your noodles.
Say nudes.
What if you just grab a fork, you chuck a little bit of sticky tape around it so it becomes a flat surface. Bob is your uncle. Boom, you got a spoon, baby.
Productive thought.
Couple of questions, though. What if you get, like, food poisoning from the sticky tape or plastic poisoning? Are you sure?
Yeah, as sure as I am about the hot water saucepan thing.
Promise?
Promise.
Because if you promise, I'll give you a tick.
I promise, Josiah.
Is that all of them for
today?
No,
I've got one more because I remember the printer one.
You're currently on a record streak.
Well, this one's a slam dunk.
You've never got more than 50% for this segment. You're currently sitting at 100. If you stuff this last point out, it goes down to 80.
Okay, are you ready? Because I'm so confident about this. You know how when you're sweeping your floor and you need a dustpan at the end to just get all the dust up?
Well, I'm just sweeping with a broom or with my...
Yeah, sweep with a Dyson.
Oh, you can.
You're sweeping with your broom. You need your dustpan, but you don't have one on hand. What you do have is a Domino's box. You cut off one side of the Domino's box, chuck that on the ground, sweep it into the box. Bob's your uncle. You've got a dustpan.
Productive thought.
Ellie.
Oh, my God. I got, didn't I?
Whoa. Let me just break it down here.
I'm jumping ahead.
The only thing I have a problem with this is it wouldn't be a Domino's for me. It'd be a My Mate's pizza box.
Can it be a My Mate's.
You've got 5 from 5.
It's never been done before, ladies and gentlemen, but this Tuesday is officially the most productive one.
Well done.
Oh, thanks, bud. It's a good feeling.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.